Chicky chicky 1 2, chicky chicky 1 2.
That was almost a party foul. No, why it does wasn't. Mine? Why do I sound like I don't have anything in here?
You have been sounding like that, by the way.
The whole time? Is that better?
Now that's better.
Oh, am I just talking at a lower decibel than you are?
Well, this makes sense for you to sound like that for this podcast, where the other one you might have sounded kind of backgroundy. Why? No. Oh, my God.
I'm happy to be a background dancer in your podcast.
You shouldn't. I'm just saying.
Okay. For those of you.
That was for your benefit. Fuck you. Fuck you. This is how we're starting this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode, I don't know what number, of the Seven Slot Society podcast, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely no one asked for. I'm here with the Trap Queen.
Wait, time out. This is a dual thing. Welcome to episode 3 of Just Shelly.
Oh, are we double posting this?
Yeah, why not?
Are you sure?
You don't think we should double
post it? I'm not going to pull punches for your podcast.
I didn't think so. I wasn't going to pull punches for yours.
You never do.
Fuck you. This is a joint thing.
Okay. If we want to double post, that's fine. But I always pull punches on your podcast. All two episodes that we've done.
I was going to say, you shouldn't. And I don't think the last one you held punches.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, we need to discuss things during this podcast.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we should call it The Gloves Are Off is this segment.
The Gloves Are Off.
Because what's the other one that we...
What do you mean?
Didn't we... Off the Rails is what we were calling that, when
the,
I go.
Yes.
But this is The Gloves Are Off.
So let's set a little bit of standard here. So Michelle has a podcast that we're trying to get off the ground called Shelly Says, where we just talk about whatever the fuck she wants to talk about.
Yeah, I said just Shelly, like my Instagram name is Shelly Says.
Correct. Yeah, the podcast name is Shelly Says.
Already fucked
so
up.
So we recorded a podcast talking about multi-level marketing, MLMs, for her thing, because she's done a couple of those and been fairly successful despite, you know, how most people enter and leave them with no money and then with less money when mm-hmm. they leave. But I said something during that podcast that prompted her, once we finished recording her podcast, to... not in like an attacking way, but demanding answers.
Just say the statement. Just get it out there, because I would honestly, I'm gonna say something before you put it out there. What the statement was?
The statement wasn't inflammatory.
I'm gonna be no. It definitely wasn't. I was just surprised that you felt that way. I don't think you were. I just was surprised. I thought you knew where I was at, and we're kind of on two different pages when it comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to venture to say that
the
offended? Society is going to back me up. No, that I am just shocked that you felt that way. And this podcast, I hope, is going to get your reasoning behind that statement. But I'm going to venture to say we need to put a poll out there, please. Because I think...
I did just put on Instagram with a picture that said...
Like, what do you want to know?
Exactly. If you like now, if you want to know some fucking weird question...
Yeah, sure.
Now's the time to
get that answer. I just think that if you put the poll out there, this isn't like pinning anyone against anyone. I just think that even the group would back me up, if you will.
We already got answers.
Okay, I think the group will back me up on this one. I would be surprised, and I want to know the truth. Even if the group doesn't agree with me, I want to know, because then I'm like, oh, damn.
Okay, so then I guess we shall get into it. Let's do the shot first, I guess.
I'm making the baby laugh by putting my eyebrows up in this weird way.
Cheers.
Ah!
Oh,
that party fails because I hit the cord.
That's from Letterkenny, and I don't know why they do it, but they do it, and it sounds super cool because they all do it all at once.
Like when we do this, though. Like we're going to...
Oh, our other drinks? Hold on. Give me 1 second.
You bitch.
I made some very strong drinks.
If we're doing a shot, we usually go down.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers. Down, and then up.
Mm.
That's our thing.
I made some very white girl drinks for us with pineapple and watermelon. So what I said in that, we have one child with us here tonight.
We do. He's being mad cute right now.
So what I said was, that I feel like Michelle only supports what I'm doing 70%, 70, 50 to 70%.
Yeah,
that's like she only believes in crazy. It 50 to 70%.
Not even, I didn't even get up to 80%. I could see where maybe you would think 80. Not even, and I said, what? And I said, I support you 100%. And I said, if it's anything less than that, 95. But I need to hear your reasons and then I'll give you my reasons.
Remember to keep your mouth this much far away from your microphone.
I got a burp and the baby's being cute and loud. So okay, I'll come this close.
Hey, that's for our OnlyFans only.
OnlyFans, OnlyFans, OnlyFans.
So what part of that statement upset you? Like what do you feel you want an answer to?
I don't
want to
say it upset me. It shocked me because, one, I thought that I was giving it the good old 100 for you and that you knew I supported you 100% or what I feel is 100%. And my man said 50 to 70%. That's fucking low. 50%? 50%. So I need to know what your reasoning is, and we need to start putting some numbers in here. I'm a numbers woman sometimes. So, okay, so for this, if you're giving me a statistic, I need to know why. I guess.
Where's your data from?
I know, yeah.
Where's your data pool
do
from?
Do your research. Do your research.
Cite your sources.
I guess for me, I know where support you, so I want to know where the lack is, I guess, where you feel
This
you.
Is where we're already breaking down.
Okay.
I don't feel like there's any lack of support. Any support that I need, I know that I can count on you to have.
So, but there is a deficit of 30 to 50%, and I want to know you believe is that deficit.
I am projecting that onto you. So I think in my head that you don't think that this will ever be full time and or that this will ever be something that will support you to the point where you can quit your job and become an employee of me.
Oh, let's newsflash this. I'm going to stop you right there. So side note, I'm sorry. I'm going to put you out there. That's what this is. You project a fucking lot in our relationship.
It's one of my better qualities.
A lot of the negative shit that you put on me
is not real.
It is through projection, not through. I don't want to make it like I have a fucking halo on my head, but you can correct me.
I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, because
there's something that's broken in my brain.
Okay, I didn't want to say it, and then they're like eye roll, like, oh my gosh, she thinks she has a halo.
No.
But I'm just making the statement to clarify. There have been, and we've gotten this out there and talked to these points before, but Angel does this thing sometimes where he projects something in his head, but it's not through any action of something that I've actually done, or he twists something that I said, and I'm like,
to my friends,
and
too.
I'm like, that's not what I fucking meant when I said that, and no, I'm like, why would you think that? I haven't even acted in a way that should make you believe that, and so now I feel like I understand is that is completely a projection. Okay, so I will say, I do believe that at some point this will become a full-time thing. I don't know when that is. So,
fuck, I don't
know. Okay, so if you said in 5 years I'll do this, like, I couldn't even. Do you hear that?
It's the ice cream man that drives 40 miles an hour.
Oh, I hear like a whistling, and it sounded like the beginning of a scary
movie.
I was like, what is?
That they won't hear that.
My
that was just
heart
our
dropped. Okay, this is so scary. So I will say that if you ask me the time frame, I couldn't give you one. I honestly don't know. I see the growth that you're doing, so I can't project that. I can't predict that. He thinks where it can be full time and I could work from home. Bish, I hope you hurry up. I've been banking on that.
Can work from home, that you can have a paid position, like 7-slot paid.
That
you.
Too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I say
you
that.
You working from home is on you. Like, if you want to do your job from home, like, I can't do that for you.
No. But if I wanted to be, I joke around and I'm like, no. You're going to earn however much money. I'm gonna stay at home eating bonbons and watching Gilmore Girl reruns all day. I had to think of a show. No, but I truly, I'm excited. That's why when I joke around, I'm like, hurry up. When I say joke around, it's not because I don't believe it. I joke around because I don't want you to feel pressured. But at the same time, I'm like, bitch, hurry up. I want to wear sweatpants all day.
Right? I don't want to stand up. I want to lay down.
Yeah. And so you are just straight up projecting.
Yeah, hardcore.
Well, I mean, now I'm kind of like, what the fuck are we going to talk about? Because this isn't even a conversation. At this point is get the fuck out of your head. And that's all I can tell you at this point.
Oh, man. Why didn't I think of that? Oh, I'll just like step right out real quick.
I thought you were going to be like, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
It's not a failure to communicate. What we have is a failure of some sort of synapses in your brain. This is not a communication thing. A communication thing would be like, oh, babe, when you say this, it makes me feel inadequate. It's not even that. It's not even something I do. I can't change the way that you think.
Yeah.
So this is not even something that I can help. It's you just projecting some bullshit.
Sorry if you can hear our youngest member talking shit over here.
He's raising his booty up. He got them booty pops.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, every time, like, I do something, I'm immediately reminded of the fact that it's not good enough according to your standards. Despite the fact that you never established a standard and or said anything.
Yo, this is what makes me feel like, and I don't care because I'm gonna put gender norms in the shit. This is what makes me feel like the girls or the guy sometimes, and you being a girl. And yeah, I said it, guys. If this offends you, I'm sorry. This is a very offensive podcast when I'm on it. At least I'm sure he's pretty offensive when he's by himself or with someone else.
I mean, but we talked about suicide on the last subscriber only podcast.
Yeah, but like if we're just putting like them good old stereotypes on shit where I'm like, yo, I'm damned and I didn't even do a damn thing. Like this is fucking crazy. No, so that's
the thing is that it's not a black mark against you. It's just something that I count against myself, if that makes any sense.
This baby's so cute. Carlos. Can you hear him breathing?
Carlito.
He definitely pooped. I smell his booty pop.
Ew. Do we need to take a pause?
I mean, we got a second.
Hold on. Do a smile. I'll take a picture.
Oh,
is it up his back? Oh, no. This is going on the Instagram right meow. We are going to pause this. And now we're back after a brief poop interlude.
Not us.
Which you can see.
The child.
Which you can see on the Instagram. So where were we? We were talking about me projecting on you, but not in a bad way. It was in a way that...
I mean, that's objective, right? It's in a way that has nothing to do with my actions. It has to do with your brain.
Correct.
Yeah.
My interpretations of your just existence in the situation. And I don't know. I kind of want to apologize for it, but at the same time, I'm like... I don't.
It's nothing to apologize for. Like,
I didn't do it on purpose. Yeah, I didn't do it to make you feel bad.
No, you didn't make me feel bad. I was just surprised to hear that you felt that, like, I only support you 50 to 70%. And I just felt like not thinking about the way you think, I was just thinking about, okay, there's something deficient in the way that I'm supporting you.
Actual reality of your actions and how they were perceived.
Yeah, right. And I was like, I wow, you. Like, why does he feel like I only support him 50 to 70%?
Right.
And then as you shared your fairy tale, which is like, insane. Yeah, I was like, oh, it has nothing to do with what I did. It has everything to do with how he just fucking makes imaginary things up.
Yeah, a lot of times. So let's go through a couple questions real quick.
Yeah.
Rockcrawler JK says, how did you become so sexy? Obviously talking about me.
Yeah.
And I just want to let everyone know it's because of about 15 to 18 years of eating whatever the fuck I wanted and playing and treating drinking as a sport.
One, it is a sport.
Yeah.
And I'm two, very good at it. Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking about that the other day when I got out of the shower after looking at myself just being fat and disgusting. I'm like, man, why am I like this? I was like, well, I've treated drinking as a sport.
And just a dash of self, a dash of self-consciousness.
Just a dash.
A dash. Oh.
Anyway, that's why. Why are you so sexy? Flip the script.
Okay. I am sexy because whoever so believes in that has been drinking the same amount of time as Angel. Has some sort of set of beer goggles.
No, why do you like wake up in the morning? You're like, oh yeah, I look good.
I don't know. I will say that please don't hate me, females. I have big boobs. I have big boobs. It's not anything
before
I did.
Before I met you.
I so did not have boobs.
So no one can say that I got with you just because you're
oh, no, no. Cans. I had tiny, tiny things. We should put that up. Patreon.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, we should post a picture of me right after the Afghanistan deployment.
Like solid Bs.
I look back at that and I'm like, I don't even, that's like a stretch maybe. I may have been A cups and just wearing B cup.
Like you like probably soft cups. Didn't have to wear a bra all the time.
I did because I was still active, but yeah. Like
just walking around going to brunch, probably didn't need a bra.
It may have just depended on have the retailer. Have you noticed
a decline in people wearing bras?
No, I don't so look at
when
tits.
Okay. So you know when someone's not wearing a bra. Like, even at a casual, like...
Well, the girls are swinging around. They're a little loose in the yard.
But
I
feel like it's been more prevalent recently. Because when I walk from my building to the courthouse...
Yeah, but you walk
can
out...
You shut up, please? I love you.
He's smiling.
Don't smile at me.
You walk out in public. I'm in an office environment, and everyone's wearing their bras.
I'm saying you haven't noticed...
No, because I'm
can
not...
I give him to me.
Yes, I get my way. I want to take a picture of his face. He's like, yes. No, I have not noticed. But again, you are out in public way more than I am.
That's true.
I go out. I'm driving. I'm not looking at anyone's boobs while I'm driving.
We can't tell.
I get into exactly. Yeah. I get into a closed environment where I work. Go into the office. I work
fair.
With mostly dudes, by the way. And then... I get back in the car. I pick up kids. Like, I'm not really out there as much as
you. I'm in a downtown environment to begin with.
Yes, exactly.
People doing, like, day trips and, like...
Touristy.
Yeah, like, hanging out. So I guess that makes more sense.
You're not seeing the same faces. I'm seeing the same faces 90% of the time.
Right. I see. And I've just noticed. I don't know. Apparently, this was a big thing in the 80s. Where they were like burning bras and shit.
Yeah.
And everyone says fashion goes in circles. My mom was telling me like when bell bottoms came back in the early 2000s.
Yep.
She was like, she was like, we lived this in high school. Like, I don't understand what's going on. And now
kids are doing middle parts in mom jeans.
Exactly. And I'm like, we used to do this shit.
And they're like, old people in their side parts. I'm like, I'm not going back to that stupid middle part. I won't do it.
Right. Do you need your own microphone, dude?
He sure does.
You have a lot
but yeah,
to
no,
say.
I am not noticing no bras. And it may just be because my girls have to be supported. Like,
they
I wouldn't.
Really do.
Yeah. And it's not even a thing of, the man and all. Like, I would not feel comfortable without some support there.
Right. They're just they go everywhere,
yeah,
man.
I've had a looser
they're
bra.
That big.
Yeah. I've tried like a sports bra with less support. And yeah. I'm like, not into it.
It's just they'll go like.
All over the place.
They just choose where they want to go. Gravity is in charge at that point. Yeah. So next question is Mullins asked thoughts on the SJ. And he didn't realize that this was a non
Okay, my thoughts
podcast.
On the SJ.
I was going to take that one. He You're being sarcastic now.
No, let me take it.
Okay, you can fucking take it.
I think that with the SJ, is that a new one? I'm assuming it's not a new one. An SJ? What the fuck is an SJ?
Do you know the Jeep that Anthony Ash has? The blue one in his Snapchats.
Is it a Wagoneer?
Yes. What, Cherokee Chief?
That's an SJ?
They're full-size Jeeps.
Oh, wait, time out. I have an opinion. That's sexy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's sexy.
Yeah, for sure.
Do I have a perspective as a hardcore Jeeper? No, but as a half in the Jeep community.
The blue one that Blair has.
Yeah,
is also,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken, also considered an SJ.
That's immediately what I thought of. Yeah. I was wondering if Anthony bought it off him when you were describing it.
No.
That is sexy.
Yeah,
that's,
I agree.
Yeah. I have an opinion on it, okay? That is the, it's like a cross between a station wagon and a Bronco. Right? Hell yeah.
Right?
That's would my you, thoughts.
Would you trade your truck? Right now she has a 2014 1500. Would you trade that for a Bronco? New Bronco. And not the Bronco Sport, not the dumb ones.
The new, would I trade it for a new Bronco?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
So when I say I like cars, I'm not like some big gearhead or anything like that. But I do have an opinion.
Petrol head, as they say in the
UK. Yeah, I'm not like that, but I do like a sexy car, if you will.
Right.
I do have
Chevy sexy maybe.
Yeah, and I have like I said, I'm not like, looking at all the specs and shit on all this stuff. I do like a fine piece of engineering, though. But when it comes to Bronco, I feel like that's kind of in the realm of Jeepers in the sense of having a following and fandom. So if someone gave me a Bronco, fuck yeah, I would take a Bronco. Do I think the new Broncos are cool? I think Ford saw what Jeep was doing, woke the fuck up and said, hold up, everyone loved the Bronco. Like, let's bring it back like the McRib, bitches, and like make our profit off of it. I think that's smart from a business standpoint. Would I trade my Silverado for it? No, because this city girl has become a truck girl, and that's my truck. I'm not fucking trading it in for shit. All right. First of all, if you tack something onto it, like, would I get this vehicle in addition to my truck?
Yeah.
But that truck is I'm not trading in my truck. That truck is going to get driven to the ground. That's going to be like the kids are going to go, oh man, I got to take my mom's old ass 2014 truck. Like, that's the truck, what it's going to be, you know, like, oh, take the truck because, you know, it's reliable, but it's old as shit. Like, that's what that's going to become eventually.
Chevy, so obviously it's reliable.
Yeah, that's what it's going to become eventually. But that truck is my truck. I'm not trading it in for shit. Yeah. But same thing, like, let's just put a little groundwork. Not that, I'm so like, Honda Civic. It's just, I had a Honda Civic, which is a very sensible car to have in New York City. So a 2010 Honda Civic is 2021 right now. But that car has gone up and down the East Coast. And the miles
to
on
Tennessee
it.
Tennessee and Kentucky.
Yeah, it is way past the mileage that it should be for like acceptable mileage for
over 221.
Yeah. And that car is such a reliable car.
We haven't had to do anything to it.
Yeah.
Once I changed the oil, I've changed the hubs, I changed the brakes.
When it shits out, it's going to shit out hard and it's going to be time for a new car.
It's going to be motor or trans.
But again, like I'm not the type of person to trade in a vehicle for the new hotness. But again, I'm also not the type of person to trade in my phone for the new hotness. I use my phone to listen.
I've gotten your last three phones.
Yeah, because and I wouldn't have gotten a new phone. I'll say one of them, I did need a new phone at one point.
It wasn't working.
Yes, there were certain functions on it that weren't working properly, and that was from like use. I didn't like drop it or anything like
that.
The
microphone broke or something weird.
It was the speaker that every time, like randomly, I would have phone calls and I couldn't hear people. It was like super low.
Yeah.
Which was a common problem for the iPhone that model by that time. But yeah, so I'll just, if I have something that is good quality, I'll use it to the ground, but it's rare that I'll replace something before it's time.
Yeah.
So that's just my thought. Not anything bad about the Bronco. I think what they're doing is smart. I think they have a following. I think they're trying to piggyback off of the community, the mentality of Jeep owners. They're trying to get that with Bronco owners, maybe. And that's what I think they're doing. So will they be successful? I don't freaking know. But I think it's worth a shot. I don't think anyone else has tried it. The last time anyone I think has tried it that I could think of as an, I'll say,
as an, I say outsider.
Yeah, thank you.
You're an outsider.
I am an outsider. I do have a better perspective than other outsiders because I do have friends and family that are insiders.
I know people.
Yeah, I sleep with a Jeep brand owner. But I would say the last one that I could think of that really tried to indoctrinate people into like, oh, this is like a lifestyle, is the Xterra, I would say. And
Xterras have an insane following.
Yeah. And
I only know this because I used to work on them.
I lied. Okay. So there's a couple of things. Xterra, Land Rovers, but Land Rovers are so expensive.
They're big in the UK.
Yeah. They're very expensive. So that, I think the market is outside of the Jeep market for the most part. It's like a higher end, if you will, but Xterra, and then the is it Toyota that makes the FJs?
Yes,
and
FJs aren't in production.
Toyota
anymore.
FJs.
Hold on, let me look.
Toyota FJs and the Hummers. I would say that those, off the top of my head, try to do the following thing and try to mimic the Jeep thing, but I don't think they're as user friendly as a Jeep is.
FJ's stopped production in 2017 in Japan, 2006 to present export left hand drive countries, 2010 to present export right-hand drive countries.
Yeah, I will say Jeep gets it right when it comes to the customization, making it your own. Jeep is like an avatar of a car.
Their aftermarket is ridiculous.
That's what it is. Yeah. It's like an avatar. Like, you make it your own. So everyone, you know, even if it's the simple things as like putting a fucking decal with your Jeep's name on it or customizing your rims, like, they make it so simple to make it your own and give your own Jeep a personality, which is the thing that I think these other companies are missing out on.
Shut up.
They're trying to attack the following and kind of a community type thing when it comes to the off-road part, but they're missing the, like, Jeep's been around for so damn long, and they don't have that longevity. And the thing is, they got to put in the work to establish that now. You don't have a war to back you up because, you know, Jeep is like, it's American, World War II.
Ford did make some of the first Jeeps.
They did, but they shouldn't have abandoned the Jeep. That's on them.
They didn't get the contract.
Yeah, well, they didn't work hard enough, so sucks to be them, okay? And my thing is, here's the thing too, right? They didn't get the contract, but how many times could they have bought Jeep out? Because Jeep's been bought out by how many different companies?
A lot.
Exactly. See, I may be an outsider, but I know enough
you know
to be
Jeep
dangerous.
Has had a lot
of owners. Enough.
Do you know who currently owns Jeep?
Is it Fiat?
It is Fiat. Yes.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
Go, girl.
You're smiling.
Go, girl. Hey.
I know just enough.
Shut up.
Yeah. I'm not, I have never claimed to be a Jeeper, although I do think I am Jeep extended family. I think I'm a Jeep cousin, and
you're Jeep extended, or Jeep adjacent.
Stepmom.
Jeep adjacent.
Adjacent?
Jeep adjacent, yeah.
I like that. Yeah, where...
No, stop it!
I love Jeepers. Some of my favorite people are Jeepers, so yeah, but...
Some of the people I hate the most are Jeepers.
It's the same thing like Marines.
That's true.
Some of the people I love the most are Marines, and the people I hate the most are Marines.
That's true. We are back. We had to do a little baby wrangling, if you will.
Parenting.
Yeah, parenting. Wear a condom, guys.
Be nice.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just saying be smart with your member.
If, you know, you don't want a surprise.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm drinking again.
I mean, that could have been sparkling water for all they knew.
That's true. Yeah, I had my my 2 months of fun. We talked about it on the subscriber-only podcast. I had one of my oldest Marine Corps buddies and then one of my favorite Marine Corps buddies here on the same weekend. And I was like, I'm not going to miss this opportunity to get shit-faced.
I feel like How I Met Your Mother, that is the ultimate seal of approval, was that I was like, hey, you're not going to like this guy first, but you're going to fucking love him. And it's true. And
he ended up being all right.
Yeah, right. You love him. You love him.
I do love him very much. Okay, next question from Minica XJ, MNCAXJ. Favorite order from Wendy's and why? Wendy's is your shit.
No, it's not my shit. Wendy's isn't my shit. I like the convenience of fast food. I don't want to go through this. Wendy's is not my shit. I like McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Taco Bell in no specific order.
More than Wendy's?
Yes.
I feel like
Melanie likes Wendy's more than me.
If I put all of those things together, you would pick Wendy's over that.
Nope.
Really?
No. Mm-hmm. Wendy's, I like McDonald's fries better.
Than Wendy's fries?
I like McDonald's nuggets better than their nuggets.
Wendy's nuggets are trash.
I like Wendy's burgers probably more than McDonald's. It feels healthier. I'm not saying that it is healthier. Don't come for me. Don't at me. it just feels healthier. And maybe it's because they put lettuce and onions and shit on their just standard ass burger that I get from them. But I like Wendy's for the deal because it's 4 for $4. I know what I'm getting. I'm going to get everything I want. I'm going to get a little bit of the nuggets, a little bit of a burger, some fries, and
is he chewing on the label?
Probably.
Should we take that away from him?
Yeah, let me get it.
Okay.
You keep going. Okay. You talk about what's your favorite order. But I go 4 for $4 because it's a good deal. And if I'm going to Wendy's, I'm not really trying
to get a little spattering of everything.
Yeah, and I'm not really trying to fill up on Wendy's. I'm just trying to make myself not hungry.
Okay. So it's more of a road food.
Yeah, or straight up convenience. I'm not cooking, or it's also the more convenient direction when I'm going home versus McDonald's, where I have to make the lamb come out and do all the whole rigmarole.
Yeah. So my favorite in my head is going to be the Baconator, and that's only because one of the first jobs I had was with a real estate company, and there was a Wendy's right next to it. So when I would take the bus to get to work, I would stop. I would go early. I would take the second earlier bus and go to Wendy's and get a Baconator because it just came out. I was in high school.
I rarely venture off of the 4 for $4. Not that I haven't before. So the last time that I went to Wendy's, I was like, let me go to Wendy's because there are times when, like, I don't want to eat out, but I don't want to cook, but I want to get something kind of healthy, but fast, and not that it's healthy, because
whatever marketing Wendy's did to make you, like, put healthy and associate it with Wendy's worked.
Honestly, because I don't Burger King, I honestly think Wendy's I could get a healthier, healthy. I think I can get a healthier sandwich from Burger King, honestly.
If I'm trying to be healthy, I would just rather not eat.
I don't think that's healthy either, especially if I'm hungry. Like, if I'm hungry,
I'll just be hungry.
No, because then I'll be cranky. So I won't be cranky. That. Yeah, but you like being cranky. I don't know what it is, but yeah, there's something about like the way certain food makes me feel right after, and I'm like going through the whole thing.
I understand
thing.
That. Yeah, like how it makes your body feel after you've eaten it.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's why I don't eat during the day, because any like that sub I got, it was so good, but immediately after I got the runs and I had to go to sleep.
Yeah, you also have your stomach is a lot more sensitive than mine is.
Like, I'll put anything in it, but it's
very you pay sensitive. For it way more than I do.
I'm more willing to pay the price. Yeah. Like, I'm lactose intolerant to a like scientifically unhealthy degree, but I'll still do it.
So I went and I got like a pub sandwich from Wendy's. I'm like, why not? F it.
Pub
like,
sandwich. Let me try.
It was
a
pub sandwich. They have a couple of them, I believe. It's on a pretzel bun and It was like chicken and they put like other crap on it. And I was like, okay. Yo, this looks good. And this is one thing I hate. I understand that like I can't expect a sandwich like if I went into a small business. I get that. I get it's going to be maybe a little bit sloppy because it's coming from a fast food restaurant. It should not look like someone gripped it. What's that group that you're in? Gripping with a force?
I had to leave that group. It just got fucking stupid.
Okay, I don't know.
Gripping food with force.
Yeah, it when it comes in my bag looking like that, like you just straight up gripped it, it's very frustrating for me. It's just like I have a respect for food in general. I've been in the food service. I've been in fast food. When I was in high school, I worked at McDonald's. I worked in restaurants. I worked in catering. And I just like to cook in general. So when it just looks like someone's disrespecting food that I'm about to put in my body, it really effing frustrates me. So, yeah, Angel is running around trying to find something for the baby. I don't know. And I don't want to just keep on rambling.
Okay, we are back. Sorry about that. We are, we're struggling. Oh, he does not like that flavor.
It's apple and spinach?
Being so dramatic, man. So, where was I? The, what were you
Wendy's.
Talking about?
Wendy's. And your favorite order?
Out of nostalgia, the Baconator, like I said before, but if I'm just going there on a regular day, it's like a number two, Dave's two, like the two patty.
Oh,
like
okay. Yeah, it's just standard.
Yeah, nothing fancy. Let's see what else we have in these questions here. Oh, we got two more. All right. Jamie wants to know if you're going to keep having boys until you get a girl. That's Ed and Jamie.
Yeah, that's what I figured. There will be no more children.
There will absolutely be no more children.
The shop is closed.
The shop is about to be closed.
We thought the shop was closed, but someone came in 15 minutes before closing.
Yes, that's the case. This morning, actually, there was some hanky-panky going on, and someone, I'm not going to say who, said, you need to schedule a fucking vasectomy today.
Did you?
I was a little bit busy today, okay?
It's funny, because I kept thinking about it, and I'm like, he better have not thought I was saying in the moment. He better fucking look, at least do some research today on where he wants to go and the pricing.
Don't care on either of those. Anyway, next thing. How's life going? Miss you guys. Let's get together and drink our problems away. That's also from Ed. I miss you, buddy. Yes, we absolutely need to do that for sure. For sure, 100%.
Talk about how your life's going.
I don't know. I feel like I've done that in the last couple podcasts. How's your life going? Maybe. People haven't heard from you since the threesome episode.
Oh, me lamb chopping you. I'm like, we talked about
the baby under the table. Yeah. You know, there were actually people that were listening and not watching, and halfway through were like, oh, wait a second. You actually had a baby under the table. And I was like, yes.
Yes. That's really funny. I don't
Because I said it in the beginning. That. I was like, yeah. We have a baby under the table. That's and he messaged hilarious. Me. He's like, I thought you were joking. That's absolutely not joking.
It's funny because this, we have no video on it. So they have to just take our words. I'm wondering what things would be beneficial.
Video on the baby? This one.
Yes.
This one, there's no video. Yeah. Jason Hagler said that we should have gone live, but we're sitting like this is a comfortable situation for us, and to bring cameras into it would make us have to shift and be uncomfortable.
We were also trying to the whole reason was we didn't plan this podcast at all.
The seven slot one.
Yes. My podcast, the one before this was planned. Well, not even planned. It was Angel pushing me and said, you're going to do a podcast today.
It was planned this weekend. I said, we're doing a podcast this weekend.
And then he did this, so I had no excuse not to do it. Like,
right, because if I said we're doing cameras, she would have been like, I could
do my makeup. Yeah.
And it would have been a whole fucking thing. So we literally have the recorder and the mics and our computers on the dining room table.
It's funny he said that because I was like, okay, I got to do makeup before we do it, which I wasn't going to get crazy or anything, but I just don't feel confident not doing. No, you already see pictures.
And that was me doing a selfie.
Yeah, that's why I paused. But there are already pictures of me with no makeup. Anyway, I just, especially most of you haven't seen me without makeup. That's a trust thing.
What? Most I feel of like them most have people it. Have seen you without makeup.
I don't know. Put that as a poll. I feel like they usually see me with makeup.
Do you, when you do lives with me in the basement, do you put Nine makeup times. On?
9 times out of 10, I already have the makeup on because it's late at night and I'm home from work.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
So my makeup isn't the best. It's probably trash by that time, but I have some remnants. You know, my eyebrows are a little, you know,
right,
more done up. My skin tone's a little more even. I don't look as pasty. My lips got a little more vibrant color in them. Are you taking a picture?
No, I'm don't definitely not doing an Instagram story.
Oh my God.
I'll delete it. Look. I'm doing the discard.
I'm going to discard you.
Okay, fine. Shit, I wouldn't blame you at all.
I don't even know where were we at? Where are we going? I was distracted about
how your life's going.
No, but it was about mine. No, it was about the live. Why we weren't live is where we're yes. what we're talking about. Yeah. Streamline so this wasn't
it.
Planned.
I didn't want to give ourselves excuses to not do it.
Yes, was the first part, but then this was derived from a point of conversation, and then we were like, "That's another podcast." And I said, "F it." We were both down. He was like, "You got another one in you," and I was like, "Yeah." And then I was just like, "Let's talk about that. Let's do this." So,
which it didn't turn out to be anything a bigger thing than we thought it was,
and we just transitioned into the questions. A bigger thing than we thought it was going to be?
That you thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, because
you thought there was more there, and it just turned out that...
Angels being angel.
Yeah, my brain's broken, so...
I need to be reminded every once in a while.
Welcome to the shit show.
I mean, side note, I'm going to bring this one up. It took me a while to figure out something that Angel was projecting and that he was doing this. So I talk to myself or out loud all the time to keep things straight in my head. I sound crazy. But I would be like, okay, I gotta do the baby's laundry, I gotta do the dishes, and I'm gonna vacuum. And then I go upstairs to like grab something real quick, and then Angel put the baby's laundry in the washer, he's vacuuming, and then the dishes like are halfway done, and I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, you didn't have to do that. I, like, planned on doing that. And I would do something else. And I just thought, like, oh, he's just being, like, super good husband. And then I realized that sometimes when I would say things, that Angel would take that as me saying, like, I want him to do it. Like, especially if it's something.
Did I know this was happening? Or did we just both know that the same things needed to happen?
No, because you were doing it, and then it clicked one day when I said, like, oh, I need to go to the dump, let's say. It was something to that extent, like something that could be seen as a dude thing, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I have a ton of boxes that I need to do. And you were like, I'll do it. But you had a bunch of stuff planned is what happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would you do it? You have a bunch of stuff planned. And I was confused. And then I was like, when I say things like that, do you think that I'm asking you to do without asking you to do it? And you pretty much confirmed that that's what you thought. We've gone past that now, but
okay. That was, I believe you. I don't remember that, but okay.
I wouldn't remember it either. You cray. You are crazy.
Excuse me, sir. Carlos Luis Maldonado.
He's enjoying them puffs.
Can you please shut up? You're being super loud right now.
Thank you.
Oh my God. All right, let's check these questions again here. This would be that we've both had a significant amount of drinks. Now would be the time to get your weird questions in. For sure.
We're not live, so it's funny. They exactly. can't take this advice.
Exactly. That's why I think it's pretty funny.
If you're going back and listening to this and you had a weird question and you didn't, yeah, you messed up. You should have asked it now.
You messed up. I should go live because Instagram has been offering something close to bounties for going live. Like if you go live for a certain amount of time or if you go live for someone or with someone, mm-hmm. They'll actually pay you money.
What? What?
Like the one 2 months ago was they'll give you $100 if you go live for 30 minutes.
Oh, we would have got paid more over. We always go over that.
Yeah. But we're not set up to go live, unfortunately. No. I mean, we can right now in a matter of like 2 minutes, but with the baby, it's just, it doesn't
it's
work.
It's a lot. We need to take breaks with him.
Yeah. And he's loud as shit. You're loud as shit, man. Yeah, I really don't have anything else.
No, we don't need to kill it. I mean, I don't even know how long we've been going.
I don't either.
Okay.
I haven't looked at it.
I think, let's not...
Can't hear you when you don't talk into the microphone.
I'm trying to feed the baby puffs. I just think we don't have to, like, ruin it or try and extend something. It is what it is, and let's end right here.
It's, and this makes me realize how much easier it is to do an hour, 2 hours podcast when it's live.
Because people ask you things and...
Yeah. There's more input.
Yeah, but I also feel like it makes sense for the live and the people watching it. But as a podcast, people, I don't know the statistics on how long they hang through, but...
Oh, you're talking about people listening to live podcasts after the fact?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I think there's something.
I don't either. You have any bombshells you want to drop before we leave?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can't think of a bombshell. So that probably means I don't have one.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. This is the Seven Slot Society podcast, the off-road lifestyle podcast that absolutely no one asked for. Thank you, Trap Queen, for joining me. If you haven't already, go check out Shelly Says. It's on Anchor and Spotify.
Spell it out because it's spelled weird.
Shelly Says.
Yeah, so like the end of Michelle, not like, Shelly with an S.
Feel like I didn't have to say that.
But you let us
but
know.
But people are stupid. If you can't find it, let me know. I'll send you the link. Thank you guys so much. I hope you have a terrific night. And this drink is for you.
Thank you. Rude.
Goodbye.